Happy Friday. It's Friday, April 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy sweet, sweet spring. Today, we're going to talk about my favorite topic. Me. I mean, you. Let's get cooking. Last week, we talked about perfection. When I realized that perfection does not exist, my worldview changed completely. Now, I'm not saying perfection is unattainable for us lowly humans. No, perfection itself is a mirage. I know this because we've never reached it. Oh, we've gotten close, and in this world, that's exhilarating. But the ultimate status of perfection? We've never seen it. It's an idea we created. An ideal that simply doesn't exist in nature. The measure of our flaws looks awfully different when we realize we invented the ruler we're measuring with. In fact, we've made up every unit of measurement. Suddenly, we're all not so less than, are we? Redefining perfection from this angle has the biggest impact on how we measure and love ourselves. Kindness is like a warm, buttery pie crust. It underscores everything and makes it better. Do you treat yourself with kindness? When you have an off day or get emotional, do you talk to yourself like you would to a best friend? You are you, and you don't need to be anyone else. Comparing yourself to others is a losing game that just leaves a bitter aftertaste. True beauty isn't a mirror. It's a smorgasbord of quirks, variations, and personal stories. The more you define and relish your individual personality, your unique flavor, the more irresistible you become. Okay, but how, Kevin? Give yourself a break. Go sit in the sun, take a nap, or go for a walk without beating yourself up about wasting time. Better yet, set your boundaries and then respect them without apology. You don't frost a cake by stressing about the heat of the oven. So chill and decorate your cake when it's ready. And when needed, choose to forgive yourself. I could say a lot about this topic, but this forgiveness thing is mostly about letting go. Releasing our guilt and reminding ourselves it's okay, in fact, it's natural to be human. Do you celebrate yourself? We've all struggled to swallow the idea that we're only worthy if we meet some impossible standards. How's that going for you? Guess what? Other people's standards weren't made for you. So let's bake new ones, choosing ingredients that suit your recipe, your talents, your timing, your pace. Yes, even when your calendar doesn't look like anyone else's. Real celebration springs from knowing our strengths and saying, "I'm good at this." Even if you're the only one clapping at first. Here's an idea. Try making a wins list. Start with the small victories. I got out of bed. I made my bed. And treat yourself with a favorite snack or take yourself on a solo date. Just because. What about sharing? When was the last time you told anyone about something you're proud of? Let them see your happiness. And for those less than stellar days, make yourself a highlight reel playlist with songs that make you feel confident and powerful. I blast out Mariah's Make It Happen. Yes, I do. Do you value yourself? This is the necessary ingredient to the sweet life. But to value yourself, you gotta know yourself. Episode 55, Know Yourself. And knowing requires presence. Taking time to honestly be with yourself. Sometimes that means silence. Logging off, doing nothing, and finding the value in stillness. When we treat ourselves with value, life reflects valuable things back. We start seeking out joy instead of drama, peace instead of pressure, and we learn to say no to what drains us and yes to what delights us. Try blocking off time for your own self-care before filling up your schedule with other things. Journal, meditate, or just reflect on what really matters to you. That's how we write our recipe for action. Do you trust yourself? How can you get to trusting yourself? Trust is value. And, say it with me, value is love. In that way, you are the one person who can love you the truest. So, with that confidence, why be afraid of taking a bite out of life? You are delicious. I love sweets, but I gotta dial back the donuts if I want to turn any heads this summer. Hell, if I got to come back in a different body in my next life, well, we all know I'd reappear as a bronzed Brazilian supermodel. But I can't worry about that. I can only worry about being the best version of myself. Wait, that's not a worry at all. Because I'm the only person I need to measure up to. Even I'm going to need a minute to digest that one. But seriously, forget about other people. Imagine if you were the standard. Life would feel a lot more like creme brulee. Rich, layered, and beautifully imperfect under the caramelized surface. Don't forget the cherry on top. When we're completely, honestly, beautifully our true self, not trying to be anyone else, that's when we become the most attractive to others, too. Sounds perfect. That's the sweetness David Archuleta savors in the song Creme Brulee. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, you are delicious. Thanks so much for listening. All right, next week for the last Friday in April, am I really going to do that sexy episode I've been planning? You bet I am. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.